Continuing on now with our conversation live from Dallas, Texas at CPAC. You know, it's nice that we do this twice a year now. CPAC used to be a once annual event, but now because of COVID and the strange behavior of different local governments, say in the Washington area, we now have a chance to get together twice, which I greatly appreciate. Dr. James Carafano is with me, the Vice President of the Davis Institute at the Heritage Foundation. Doctor, good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm going to be there Friday.
Well, I'll save you a seat. It's right here. You can sit right down and join right in.
I super appreciate that. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, good to have you. Yeah, I greatly appreciate it. Look, I look at what's going on with defense and national security, and I'm concerned about some things because here comes Sweden and Finland now joining NATO. We provoked Russia to a point where, you know, listen, if you go back to 2006 or 7, Vladimir Putin said, do not put NATO nations on my border, which, by the way, is something we agreed to do when the Warsaw Pact dissolved in 1991-92. We said we won't put NATO countries on the border with Russia, and yet we did exactly that. Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, and now more countries. And, I mean, are we being provocative? And then, of course, you've got Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan, sticking a finger in China's eye, which I don't have a problem with her doing that. I don't have a problem with any American going to Taiwan and saying, you know, we visit wherever we want. We're Americans. But I wonder about the behavior, the nature, the clumsiness, maybe. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, those are both really good questions. The NATO thing, real quick, look, this is not true that somehow we have provoked Putin. And we'll just agree to disagree on your history of NATO. I don't think that's actually true. This is an alliance of three nations that get to join the alliance. It's never been a threat to Putin. This has never been an issue until Putin started to use it as an excuse. His goal is not, I'm defending Russia. His goal is to reconquer all the post-Soviet states that have dictatorial control over Central Europe, to see NATO dissolve and America pushed into the sea. And by the way, that's exactly what the Chinese want. They want a weakened and divided and distracted Europe. So this is about us partnering with Europeans for the stability of Europe. It's not about annoying Putin. And here's a point I will make, which is important, is Finland and Sweden are joining NATO not to be defended by Brussels and Paris. And they want to partner with the United States of America. And that's why it is very important for our interests, right, to be a strong nation. You're right to be concerned about the military, which is a whole other issue about what this president is doing to our military, which is incredibly disgraceful.
And well, I agree with that.
Really big problem. But to your point on China, which is so important, right?
But before we leave China, Europe, hold on one second. Before we leave Europe, because I have the same problem that a lot of people have, $54 billion to Ukraine. Ukraine isn't suddenly some, you know, poster child for democracy and honest government. It's a very corrupt place, a lot of dishonest things, money laundering capital of the world, and other issues. Not a country that's truly an American ally. It's a country that most Americans, if given a map or a globe, couldn't find it. And so I wonder about why do we invest this massive amount of resources?
Yeah, completely legitimate question. First of all, we're not there for Ukraine. We're there as stopping Putin in Ukraine is a lot better than fighting him in Western Europe, because if he conquers Ukraine, his appetites only grow.
It doesn't even look like he can conquer a province. I mean, the Russian army has been a complete embarrassment.
Yeah, but only because we stepped in and provided them assistance. And to your point about the Ukraine, and I know the Ukrainians, and I've been to that country, they would agree with everything you said. And they would say, we want a country that is free and not corrupt and looks a lot more like America. And one of the reasons why we at Heritage objected to the second supplemental bill is because it was completely fiscally irresponsible, not only from what we're doing to our taxpayers, but when you just throw money at a country like that, it fuels corruption. And that's actually the last thing the Ukrainians want. So I think the problem with our support for Ukraine is not that we're supporting Ukraine. It's just that we have the most inept president in chief who doesn't know how to do this in a way that makes good use of American dollars, actually helps our allies, helps the Ukrainians, and fights the Russians. So I think our problem is our president.
Well, that's true right down the line. So, all right, go on to China.
I know. And the China, no, your point on China was so solid. I mean, I wish I had you with me yesterday when I was at Fox, because I was trying to say the same thing, which is look, you are right. What is the number one threat in the world against the United States? It's China.
No question.
What is the number one flashpoint in the world? Taiwan. What do we do? We do the most haphazard thing that you could possibly imagine. The speaker doesn't talk to the president. The president tries to talk her out of the gully. He can't explain what the one pot China policy is. He tries to make nice with the Chinese. The Chinese, you know, bully us all over the place. We say stupid stuff. We don't know what the heck we're doing. We look like the Keystone Cops. And so when you're engaging with the number one problem in the world on probably the most critical issue in the world, and you literally kind of make it up as you go along day to day, and you look like a buffoon, that doesn't give me a warm and fuzzy.
No. I think maybe we look more like Barney Fife. Maybe that's who Joe Biden is, Barney Fife.
Barney Fife at least arrested people and put him in jail. And yeah. he had Andy there to you know, guide him.
Well, there is that. So let me ask you about the flashpoint, and I might have to hold you through a break here because I don't think I'll get the full answer. The flashpoint, Taiwan, yes. But a bigger flashpoint to me, unless I'm missing what I'm seeing, is India and China. Because they keep shooting each other over the border. It doesn't get much press, but there have been some skirmishes along the China-India border, and if that happens, that's a flashpoint, is it not?
Yeah, but here's the difference. The Indians punch back.
That's right.
And the Chinese, like, they notice that. So they're happy to, like, do some skirmishing and stuff, but, and actually, when you talk, we talked about how bad the Russian military is, are we really sure? I mean, the Chinese military is incredibly dangerous, but how good are they? They actually haven't.
We have no idea. We have no idea.
Okay,
it's like the preseason top 25 for football. Nobody's played a game.
Exactly.
How do you know? How do you know how good they are?
Here's the difference. But you know, and I told you that's right. And here's the difference: is like you don't want to get into the season and find out that the other team's kicking your butt.
That's right. Hold on, doctor. Hold on. Hold on right there. I'm gonna hit a hard break here. I've got just a second. I'll come back and give you 2 minutes to wrap up that thought, if it's okay with you. Dr. James Carafano, Vice President, Davis Institute, Heritage Foundation. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.